This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the atomic clock. It moved forward slightly, which we're told is bad news. It's now set at 90 seconds to midnight. The doomsday clock, that is, was changed on Tuesday by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. This due largely, they say, to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but not exclusively. They say that the new clock also influenced by climate threats, the climate crisis, the breakdown of global norms and institutions needed to mitigate risks associated with advancing technologies and biological threats such as COVID-19. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Not to minimize the danger posed by any of these things, but this is the same sort of messaging we heard from the World Economic Forum last week, and I don't think that's a coincidence. The three threats we're supposed to focus on: nuclear war, climate change, and pandemic. And for this, of course, we need a stronger United Nations, according to the BAS. Now, interestingly, several members of another group that had somehow slipped below our radar for the past 15 years were present at the announcement. This group called the Elders. The Elders, represented by Mary Robinson and Elbigdorj Chakia, forgive me, sir, former president of Mongolia, Robinson, the former president of Ireland, they represent this 10-member group called the Elders. Who are the Elders? They claim to have been founded by Nelson Mandela in 2007. Mandela, to be blunt, is one of those sacrosanct individuals who must never be criticized, regardless of what he may or may not have done throughout his life. So claiming Mandela as a founder is sort of like putting a supernatural force field up to protect this organization from any scrutiny or criticism. In fact, the group was founded by billionaire Richard Branson, the man behind Virgin Airlines, and musician Peter Gabriel, who you may remember from such hits in the 80s as Sledgehammer and Big Time. He was the original lead singer for the supergroup Genesis. Anyway, emeritus members of the Elders include Jimmy Carter, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. He was the former chair of the Elders, that is. He replaced Bishop Desmond Tutu in 2013. The current chair is the aforementioned Mary Robinson. The name, the Elders, almost seems, and maybe this is me just being old enough to be skeptical about what is presented to us by the corporate media as a very serious thing, it almost seems as though the name was chosen specifically to trigger conspiracy theorists. I mean, the Elders of what? The Priory of Sion? What are we talking about here? Anyway, this is my reaction whenever somebody in the corporate media is presented to me as somebody who I should listen to and do whatever they tell me because they know best how the rest of us should live. More research needed into the Elders. Topic number 4, a purge in Kyiv. Comes word today from Ukraine that several senior Ukrainian government officials have been removed from their posts Tuesday, including a close advisor of President Volodymyr Zelensky. In part, this is over corruption allegations. Kyiv moved to show zero tolerance. Again, this is how this is being described by the corporate media. Zero tolerance for graft and corruption that could undermine the confidence of Western nations that have kept the country alive with vast infusions of cash and military hardware. The dismissals include Zelensky's deputy chief of staff, Kirilo Tymoshenko, Deputy Defense Minister Vyacheslav Shapovalov, and Deputy Prosecutor General Oleksiy Simonenko. This is the biggest shakeup in the country's leadership since Russia invaded the country last February. Other officials removed from their position include several regional governors. Now, reading between the lines here, intended to show Western nations that they are trustworthy, that the money and the hardware that we're sending to Ukraine is not falling into a black hole, as has been reported by such corporate outlets as CNN. When the corporate media is reporting such things, you need to change what you're doing. It is possible that this is in response to the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives here in the U.S. Congress. The House of Representatives ostensibly controls the purse strings of the American government And there are Republicans in Congress who are now saying no more blank checks for Ukraine. This may be Zelensky's effort to show the West, in particular the United States, that the money is not just being shoveled to friends of Vladimir. Topic number three, shootings in California. A couple of tragic stories over the past few days from California. Just 2 days after a gunman shot and killed 11 people at a dance studio in the Los Angeles area, seven more victims were shot dead Monday in an agricultural area near San Francisco. Authorities said they had not identified the motives in either shooting. These attacks seemed especially baffling because both of the men are of retirement age, which is very rare for mass shooters. Even more unusual is the fact that both men, 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao and 72-year-old Hu Kan Tran, are Chinese, which is statistically improbable here in the United States. This is why some of the self-appointed political commentators and social media rushed on Saturday to declare these hate crimes aimed at the Asian and Pacific Islander community in California, until it was revealed that the shooter on Saturday, Tran, was in fact Chinese. Well, can't really classify it as a hate crime then, but the shooting on Saturday took place in the midst of Chinese Lunar New Year celebrations at that dance studio in Monterey Park, which is a predominantly Asian Chinese community. Again, tragedies any way you slice it, but sadly, there are always those and the corporate media and on social media who will rush to find a political angle to use to support their side. Topic number two, unexpected headline. Priests went to Pelosi's home to perform exorcism after attack on Paul. Didn't expect that one. This is according to Alexandra Pelosi, their daughter. In speaking to Maureen Dowd of the New York Times, who reported this over the weekend, quote, over Thanksgiving, she had priests coming, trying to have an exorcism of the house and having prayer services, end quote. You probably know that the former Speaker of the House claims to be a devout Roman Catholic, despite her unwavering support for abortion, which is absolutely forbidden by Roman Catholic doctrine. There are still questions about what happened on the day of the attack, when Paul Pelosi, attacked allegedly by David DePape, hit on the head with a hammer, fracturing his skull. According to a report carried by NBC News, later confirmed by body cam footage released by the San Francisco Police Department, and I'm going to quote from the original report by reporter Miguel Almaguer, the 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency. You see, Paul Pelosi answered the door when police arrived, did not declare an emergency or tried to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back toward, in the foyer, back toward his assailant and away from police, end quote. Which obviously confuses the issue, because he'd been there in the home with the alleged intruder for half an hour before police got there. So why was he smiling? He actually, according to the police report, which I've seen, told police, we're good, before he walked back to DePape, who then allegedly hit him in the head with a hammer. For reporting this, which again has been confirmed by San Francisco police body cam video, Almaguer was suspended for a month by NBC, and NBC retracted the story for saying it didn't meet their journalistic standards. Quoting police, and again, odd story, and this just one more bit of high weirdness in this very odd story. Coming up, I want my mummy. That's mummy as in Egyptian. I'll explain what I mean next on 5 and 10.
Music, movies, lights, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone special offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. Discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. Also included in the Pat Boone special offer, the Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion three-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items sold separately hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone special offer, available now.
Topic number one today now is no longer politically correct to say mummy. Some museums in Britain are now recommending the use of words other than mummy to discuss mummies. Instead, they want to use terms like mummified person or mummified remains, or use the individual, the name of the individual who's inside the linen wrappings. According to Joe Anderson, who's the assistant keeper of archaeology at the Great North Museum in Newcastle, that's in northeast England, wrote in a blog post, "Using different language to describe these human remains can also distance them from the depiction of mummies in popular culture, which has tended to undermine their humanity through legends about the mummy's curse and by portraying them as supernatural monsters," end quote. So using the term mummified remains encourages visitors to think of the individual who once lived. You see, using the term mummy dehumanizes the person inside the wrappings, in sort of the same way that using the term fetus dehumanizes the unborn child. Words matter. Skywatch TV's virtual conference for the fall and winter ongoing. You can still take advantage of this offer. 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, yours truly, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others, plus all 6 feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, and you can do it now at a discount as we're coming to the end of the registration period. You get 90 days access to all of this content from the day you sign up, and you can save 10% now by using the promo code DARKLASTCHANCE. All one word, dark last chance, when you check out, that knocks 10% off the price. Again, 90 days access to all of this content. Find out more and sign up to get instant access at defenderconference.com. Our guest on Skywatch TV this week really needs no introduction. He has done everything. Best-selling author, pastor, Bible teacher, musician, actor, it's a professional sports team owner, Pat Boone. And he's got a new book called If, published by Defender Publishing. It is about the greatest question that you will have to answer. Don't miss the program. Our broadcast schedule is posted online, so you can find the network near you carrying it, the station channel, skywatchtv.com/channels. But all of our video content is always available at the website, skywatchtv.com. Also, our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv. The YouTube channel for the weekly broadcast show, youtube.com/skywatchtv now. Easier yet, just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV and you'll get it right to your big screen, or download it to your smartphone or tablet and cast it using Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to your big screen wirelessly. Not only does the free app get you all of our video content, it also gets you news updates 3 times a week, news the mainstream media hopes you will miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. The app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free, and we have links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.